was great to be in Dublin, you know, marching with a load of young people, you know, who care about the environment. So back in 2017 when we banned fracking, and then we went on to try and ban frack gas imports, those people got involved in our campaigns, but they were young kids at the time. And now they're sort of grown up, they've came through college, and now they're interested in getting back to help in the campaign again, because Eamon Ryan has done a U-turn on a policy to ban LNG terminals. So we're trying to get him to put the ban back in place, because if he doesn't, it's very likely that that frack gas imports will come into Ireland very shortly.
And councillor, it's very important to mobilise the youth, I guess, to the cause, isn't it? Because it's all about having your presence felt on the issue, and maybe almost bordering on being a bit of a nuisance, because sometimes that might be the only way to get certain problems solved. And this seems to be one that's quite crucial, that you don't want to fall on deaf ears.
You see, our problem is that we've had a green wave that was generated out of activism, and then we have a government that has betrayed that campaign. Because what we're facing at the moment is the people that often speak for the environment are really more interested in protecting Eamon Ryan and protecting the Green Party than they are in actually delivering the objectives of these campaigns.
As well, councillor, it is a time-sensitive issue, isn't it? It's one of those things that if one isn't careful, they can sleepwalk into a situation where it's not very easy to come back from.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a company on the Shannon Estuary that's just about to apply for planning permission for an LNG terminal. That's a £600 or £700 million project. And it was the government's policy to ban LNG terminals because that would introduce frack gas. And last November, Eamon Ryan did a U-turn and said that he wanted to build an LNG terminal quickly. And he's about to leave office, and the Greens are probably going to be wiped out. And he needs to revert to the old policy, to the policy that he implemented, before, in the next couple of weeks.